Yeah, no, Adam, through spring training, with the shortened time frame, we knew Adam, and, he comes back to us just with the right mindset, and he's ready, he's prepared. You know, we know what he can do, and he's going to go out and perform.
This long stretch of games without a day off, I mean, how important is this to have as much depth as possible?
Yeah, you see a lot of the teams around the league are carrying 15 pitchers, and it's for that reason, you know. By bringing him here, that's kind of what it does. It provides us, you know, more innings down there, more flexibility, obviously going into the 17-game stretch, it's important to have pitching.
You guys saw a little bit towards the beginning of last year at Polaris. What did you make of just kind of the short time since kind of you guys didn't leave? Obviously, it didn't really match up with themselves with you guys.
That's kind of it, Matt. You know, it was unfortunate for him. I think there were some leverage moments early on and it didn't go his way. I don't think he felt great about his sinker last year, which is his pitch. He usually dominates ground balls. And I think he went to Vegas. The environment there isn't conducive to sinker ground ball guys either, just based on the speed of the infield. But he made some adjustments towards the end of the season last year and started to feel better. And I think if you ask him now, he feels like he's back to his form that he had success with.
Sir, any other update on Bolt's injury that kind of causes him?
Yeah, you know, he was hit in the cage before the game yesterday and felt his right oblique kind of strain. He hasn't experienced anything like this before, so for us, it's important to get him back and get an MRI and get him looked at. So.
I know the role that you want to use for Trevino today. If that does present itself, do you feel like you need to get him in a game situation?
I don't know if the right word's need, but you know, hopefully we get that opportunity to get him in there today. I think, you know, breaking spring training, he hasn't pitched in a few days, so if the opportunity presents itself, I would like to get Lou in, but it's not a must. Well, it's early in the season, so obviously, you know, coming out of spring training, you don't want to rush things. Want to get him kind of broke in, as we would say. So today presented a good day, to give him a break. He's obviously an impactful bat in our lineup, and to have him available with a third catching option here right now to go ahead and put him as the DH. It gives us some flexibility, and for him, we'll see how that role goes going forward. I think he's definitely probably going to need a full day off here and there, but I know that Murph wants to play as much as possible. Yeah, again, we talk about Jed's schedule, managing him day to day.
Chad.
Yeah, both. We're trying to give guys, it's early, we don't want to run guys on the ground. We're going into Tampa where we're going to have four straight on the turf. We're trying to do what we can to manage the workload right now.
You talked yesterday about, Philly starters having some success. How do you think you can get through Eflin a little earlier today?
Well, I think early on, we're definitely going to try to get his pitch count there where we're seeing more pitches, getting into at-bats. We've done a good job with that as the game's gone on the last 2 days, so I think that's our goal going into today, to really take a quality at-bats early in the day.
He's like another sinker guy, like you've seen all this. Is there anything about him that, you think you can kind of attack?
Yeah, anytime you're facing a sinker slider guy, the challenge is getting him up in the zone, and looking for elevation. I think that's kind of the mindset.
How did you see Dalton in the spring?
I thought Dalton throws strikes. He commands his pitches. He keeps the ball down. When he keeps the ball down, he has success. I think it'll be an exciting day for him. First kind of opening day start for Dalton in the rotation, and looking forward to it.
What have you seen from Pache? There seems to be some flair. He's seen that could be you know, nervous in a new situation, maybe trying to push the panic button? He's early. He seems under control. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I don't think there's panic to Bosch. You know, I liked his at-bats. He squared the ball up hard yesterday. I think the line drive to left was hit at a 107 exit velo, which, you know, if you got any launch to it, it's out of the ballpark. So, but I like his discipline right now at the plate. I think, you know, he's done a good job managing the strike zone for the most part. And that's all we ask. That's all we're going to ask for him. He's, you know, got the ability to change the game on the defensive side. And he's shown his arm off a couple times, too. So.
Getting behind the ball. I mean, he's doing, like, the things that I know you've made a career out of, the proper things that you, I'm sure you feel are important.
Yeah, and from a team standpoint, you know, we want to be out there fundamentally sound. We want to play good, solid, fundamental baseball. And I think, you know, Posh has shown what you're talking about in terms of how he's, you know, attacking the baseball on the ground, and he's getting behind the baseball in the air. He's throwing to the right base. So a lot of good signs from that.
From Blackie,
over the course of the spring, maybe this last we know Blackie. I mean, he's been here for a while. He's had success. You know, again, he's another guy that commands his pitches and you know, attacks the zone with multiple pitches.
He said he's had a slider this spring, like kind of his feet covering that, maybe do.
Well, Matt, do we want to tell Tampa everything, or do we just leave that at what it is, right? anytime you develop a new pitch, you know, whether it comes out in season or whether it was just something to work on in spring training, is yet to be known, right? So I'll leave it at that. Sure. You know, Steven, again, late to the season and late sign. You know, the workload in terms of getting him behind the plate, easing him into that situation. You know, Steven knows his role here is multifaceted, and I think, you know, he's his bat off the bench late. You saw the confidence in that is high. And he's a guy that's just here to do what we ask, and we love that about Steve.
Great, thanks, Tom.